Okay, so welcome. There's just the five of us. So the good news is everyone can ask two questions if they would like. So we're going to have all kinds of fun.
Great.
So let's get the party started, right? All right, so I'm just going to go into my meditation and do my protective ritual, and then we will get started. And because Skype sometimes, let's just hold the vision, it'll be fine. But just to give you guys the option, we're gonna do the Skype people first, and then we'll go from there. Michelle, I just have to tell you that you've got healing energies coming to you, just so you know. Are you aware of that?
Oh, Nicole, yes, in my hopeful way, I am aware of it.
I can feel them. I haven't even, like, done my protection yet, and I already feel it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Make sure I'm all on. And I invite everyone to take that deep breath in, breathing in the light, breathing in the awareness of their new consciousness, knowing there's no place they need to be, that everything they need for their divine healing is already present. It is simply a matter of tuning into what is already there. So as you breathe in the awareness that your next divine step has already been laid out for you. Your divine appointment is here and available. It is a matter of attuning your senses to the fact that you are being aided, you are being guided, you are being uplifted. So as you breathe in, accept that for yourself. Accept your divine appointment. Accept your next challenge, for in your next challenge also brings your next opportunity. So accept it all, breathe it all, and say yes. Yes to your divine appointment. Yes to your opportunity. Yes to your wholeness. And as you breathe out, allow that which is ready to pass out and through you to breathe out and through. There is no need to keep friendships or partnership with that which you have outgrown. So do not feel obligated to hold on to something that you said yes to, whether it was a few years ago, a few months ago, a few minutes ago, or even a lifetime ago. If you are done and complete, it is your divine will and right to release. Release that now, that which no longer rings true for you. Release that which no longer resonates for you. You are done. You are complete. You took it on to see if it fit. You had time with it, learned about it. Now it is over and it is time to let go. So as you breathe in and welcome the new day, the new opportunities, even the new challenges, for you understand behind the challenge so lies the gift. And as you breathe out, you release. Release that which no longer fits the new you. And we welcome you to this wondrous day. We look forward to many earlier afternoon opportunities, and we will work behind the scenes to get that elevator situation fixed properly Therefore, it is important that everything is working well, is it not, Michelle? The elevator is holding some old energies, old lifetime patterns, if you will. It is used to working by one pattern, but we wish to upgrade and allow new energies to flow forth. Do you understand? So on one level, it is resonating old patterns. And to our delight and to your delight, we are helping and guiding it into a new habit pattern, one that works at the appointed times that we have now selected for the channel to be able to partake of the family obligations in the evening. So how powerful is the divine? It is all divine. It is all divine consciousness. Just seeking to represent itself in the material form. So a few movements of the switch and presto, it is gone. It is the same for you, Michelle. It is important that you understand that you are the light worker, that you are not a victim to the dream world material. The dream is here for you to learn how to work with it, for you to learn how to work with you, for you to discover who you truly, really are. And as you play with your consciousness, you get to see who you are. Am I the villain? Am I the martyr? Am I the light worker? Am I the spiritual hero? In fact, you are all of it. You are the angel and the devil, so to speak, and that has been part of your life travels. At this time, it is important to understand that you have choice. Just because you have been playing with one set of blocks in the playground does not mean that you must continue that activity. If you find something else more appealing, you know, I have noticed that slide over there, and I have noticed children enjoying the slide. I wonder what that's all about. Perhaps I will go over and check that out. And so you leave the building blocks of the past and you focus your attention on the slide. In order to go to the slide, you must focus your attention. You must determine that, yes, this is where I now choose to be. You must assess what you need to get there. Do I have the proper clothing? Do I understand how to use it? And so through self-motivation, in fact, you get to have the experience. It is the same with your human challenge at this time. You for sure have the equipment and the ability to rectify the situation at hand. The question is, what tools are you using? Where is your mind focus? The more you build up the determination and wherewithal to say, yes, I know I am the enlightened master. I know that I am the one I seek. The more you will discover your inherent gifts, your inherent abilities, it is for you to be willing and able and ready to say yes to you. There has been understandable shyness about it. Perhaps things will turn out like they have in the past. And this is the reason for many stuck patterns amongst all of the group members in the present time. There is no accident who arrived in this afternoon group. This afternoon group is about releasing. It is about releasing the past, releasing the premise that just because something worked out one way in the past that you expect it to be that way forever. Remember, life is about teaching. Life is about teaching and learning. It is not about staying stuck. It is about try, and try again. It is understanding who you are. Sometimes you make a mud pie of dirt. Sometimes you make a wonderful birthday cake. But the mud pie is just as important as the birthday cake, for they are all your learning tools. So we welcome everyone to our afternoon group. It is a holy time. We will take a quiet pause and attune all the group members to the highest elevation possible at this time. You are all holy spiritual warriors. There is no doubt, and we want to take this opportunity to use the group form, especially with our superstars here, to see what powerful punches we can accomplish. One moment. We wish you all to know that we have succeeded on many important levels. In fact, the climbing of the mountaintop has taken place. It is important to acknowledge your bravery and trust in this regard. It is important to understand that there is much work to do and to honor yourself for doing the work. Each and every one of you has taken great leaps of faith in the very recent times, and it is to be honored and recognized as you move forward, as you take on the next challenge. Do not forget to pat yourself on the holy back, so to speak. It is important. It is important to recognize your own self-worth, your own self-power and might and mastery. You are all busy becoming masters. We kid you not. This is quite an important time in each of your lives. We will now turn over the group to the individual questions and see how we can may be of service. Well, okay, Miss Michelle, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Perfect.
Nicole, that was beautiful. I feel like I already got a message. If there's anything else that they would like me to be aware of or like to share with me, I am open.
Michelle.
No specific question.
Okay.
Just whatever.
What I can tell you is you are calling in healing energies, and they're coming to you. I'm not even channeling. I just feel this. I mean, I am channeling, but it's not them. It's me. You're calling in healing energies, and they're coming to you. I mean, they're not even coming to you. They're there for you, and they're like on another level waiting to be integrated into you, I should say. But you've already called for them and they're already present. And I'm getting, you know, when I speak that truth, I get like that tingling down my legs and down my arms. And my whole body is like, my whole body is just in that enlightened state right now. I can feel it. And it's got to do with you. It has to do with, you have called in some powerful energies, and they're literally like they're there for the taking. So let me tune in. I keep seeing crystals. The other thing I keep seeing is crystals, and they're not like individual crystals. It's almost like, you may know more than I do, but it's kind of like that crystal I hold in my hand that's purple with the point on that. But it's like a cluster of them out of one formation. So it's sort of like in their natural state, I guess, where it would look like a rock, but it's actually crystal, and the crystals are coming out. It looks like that, and it's got something to do with you and your healing. So one moment.
Okay.
Do you work with Saint Germain at all?
I don't. I heard, I think it was Neylan who asked about him last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know anything about Saint Germain.
Because I don't know if it is, and I keep seeing purple, but I see an image of something I've seen before, and they happen to be purple. So I don't know if that pertains to Saint Germain, or they're just showing me the crystals. Okay, one moment. Ah, I got it. Okay, so what they're saying is that you are the crystal. In fact, your makeup is crystalline in nature, so that when you tune into those higher healing energetic resources, in fact, they charge your system, so to speak. So in other words, what they're saying to me is that it's like you're the crystal, you're the transmitter. And just like I use the crystal for my channeling, you are going to use your whole... your whole body is going to pick up and receive the healing transmissions. Okay, that's why they're showing that to me. Okay, one moment.
Wow.
I actually feel it on my crown chakra, and I haven't felt this all day until right now. Okay, one moment. So any additional message? I know it almost seemed like the beginning message was, all right, Michelle, we need to talk to you. Okay, one moment. We are quite pleased at Michelle's intuitiveness. In fact, the Buddhist tradition holds many healing secrets and alignments. She has a natural lineage heritage to the Buddhists and has several lifetimes in which, in fact, she was the monk. This is part of the reason why this is calling back to her. She is coming back to her roots, you may say. So as you discover these Buddhist healing abilities, it will be a transmission of faith. In other words, you are not only bringing in the healing that is available in this lifetime, but in fact, tapping into your healing abilities from other lifetimes. This is indeed the stronger aspect of this healing factor. You are tapping into who you were in another life and bringing healing to you from you, you may say. Quite a masterful accomplishment. One moment. Michelle, do you sing?
I do.
Okay. So what they're saying to me is like, when I do my mantras, I just say them. Sometimes, I was told once that if you say them slowly, then like the mantra actually works with the mind stream. And the mind stream, you got to read about this to understand. But in short, the mind stream is actually through your breath. It's not like in your brain or whatever. It's actually through your breath, so that when you say the mantra, you are energetically affecting the breath, which is connected to your mind somehow. Okay, so I just say my mantras, or sometimes I do them quickly, or sometimes I just think them. But they say for you, it would be purposeful to sing them and to maybe like connect to the YouTube ones where they actually sing some of the mantras. And why is that? Okay, I'm going to send you a link. And it just depends on what you resonate with. But I'm going to send you the link of these mantras that this lady does in song, which are just magnificent. Yeah.
Can you reconnect Nalon? She got disconnected.
Okay, one moment. Let us see if I can do that. Okay, please tell me I'm not going to lose them. Okay, I'm putting, oh, there's Valerie. And where's Michelle?
I'm still here.
And here we want you to stay.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Call group. It's not connecting. Okay, now I've lost everyone. That's all right. We'll start again. Well, we have Valerie and we have Michelle.
Yes.
I don't know why, Valerie, but it's not working. I don't know why.
You want to start over?
I could.
She sent the message saying, please try, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm going to call group. Okay, I'm gonna hang up and try you guys one more time, okay? And then, Lordy, Lordy. I don't know how to disconnect. Can you write back to her, Valerie?
You want me to just call her?
Well, just write and ask her to call in, because I can't seem to call her. I don't know why.
Okay. I've never sent a message. Let me see if I can figure that out. Ha, ha, ha. Sure,
yeah. All right, I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Hopefully she'll call.
You know what? It says she's offline anyway right now. So
okay.
Although you know what? Let me.
That's why you can't hit her. She's offline.
She's in the catacomb.
I just clicked on call her, so I don't know if that'll help her.
All right. Well, I guess I owe her a private session later. It's all good. Good will come back. Good will come back. Okay, so we're up to singing mantras. Michelle, you're still there though, right?
I am.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I will send you the link or her name or whatever. Excuse me, but they want you, so I say my mantras, but they say it would be good for you to get in, or at least to try to do the singing, and it's got something to do with connecting with that prior lifetime. Because you sang the mantras and you're going to connect with the energy. And what you're doing is you had healing energies and abilities in that lifetime, and you're tapping into them. And what they want everyone in the group to know is any abilities that you've had in another life, you can bring forward into this lifetime. And that's what you're doing. And that's why it's all this whole Buddhist thing and the mantras and all that is so fascinating to you, because it's like discovering a part of you is what it is. Mm-hmm. All right. They say that'll keep you busy for now.
Yeah. Well, I started the other day mm-hmm. singing the Medicine Buddha mantra, mm-hmm. and it was lovely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. One moment. There's one other thing they want to say.
Okay.
It's got something to do with your daughter.
Oh.
What's your daughter's name?
Kayla.
Kayla. So cute.
Yeah.
But that's not what they want to say. So funny. She's got some kind of gift.
Yes, she does.
Oh, man. They're saying she's like a little Buddha.
Yes, and I actually had a question for one of Noam's channelings. I was, you know, how best can I support her, help her know her perfection, you know, because she's a child, but I see it, I feel it, and I...
They say she already knows her perfection. It's only the grown-ups that have doubts. She's fine. She's trying to teach you about your perfection, is what they say.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, they say she's absolutely fine. It's more so that she's going to tap into some amazing gifts of her own. And just don't overreact to it. Don't make it a big deal. See it as a natural course of events. Because if you make it a big deal, then it may scare her, and it may she may wonder if it's safe to bring it out or not. And they said the best way to support it, they said you're going to have so much fun when she discovers it, but the best way to support it is just treat it like everyday course of events, and it'll make her comfortable with allowing it to come out and to use it and play with it. And so no sensationalism about it. See, it just is like an everyday thing. And she's quite the Buddha.
Yeah, she used to see, and she still does at night, blue and white lights and purple lights. And
yeah.
And I never made it a big deal.
Yeah.
But it's always a good reminder. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, they say the more you can make it mainstream, the faster it will grow, and she won't have to go undercover with it.
I don't know that I fully understand what.
Okay. What they mean by that is, as she gets older, she'll realize that it's not a normal ability, and her mind will kind of be cautious with it, like, what do I do with it? And her logical mind will kick in, and they say right now she doesn't really think anything of it because there's nothing to think of it, so that as it develops, she's going to see more and more stuff. So as it develops, just to continue to be lighthearted about it and not, not to bring any fear energy into it. And you're not fearful of it, but sometimes being excited about it can also appear fearful to a child.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's what they mean. That's what they mean.
And this is something that I should not bring up to her.
Oh, no, she's fine with it. From her perspective, it's kind of like how I felt about seeing spirits when I was growing up. I didn't think anything of it because I didn't know to think anything of it.
Right.
So it's kind of like that, but it's a beautiful gift, and she's gonna become an amazing young lady one day that you'll be very proud of.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, I don't doubt that either. I met her just the other day. Okay. All right, beautiful.
Thank you, Nicole.
All right, Miss Michelle. All right, and Nayland's not here, but we're going to call her later. And Valerie's here, so now we'll work with Valerie.
Thank you.
Hi, Valerie. How can I help you today?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey.
I know the disclaimers. We're not doctors.
Oh, my God. I did that twice in this morning's group, and each time I had to go through it again. Yes, I'm not a medical doctor, so I cannot treat or diagnose a medical condition. But that being said, how can I help you?
That being said, you know, when I touched on this last time about my general health, I'm going to ask more specifically today. They encouraged me just to get happier, and I get that, and I am. But other than getting happier, is there something specific I can do or stop doing that will help? My joints have been hurting. Is there something I can do specifically to ease or help that?
Okay. Is it joints all over or more locally?
It's my knees and my hands, yeah.
All right, say your first name again, please.
Valerie.
All right, the antidote that I hear is to be looser, but I don't know how to accomplish that. In other words, there's a tightening up going on, like on an emotional level. It's kind of like if you're riding a roller coaster, which could be equated to life. You know, it's like you hold on to the handrails and you tighten up, like you brace yourself getting ready for it. So what they're saying is, on some level, whether you do it consciously or unconsciously, you kind of like tighten up and brace yourself to deal with life, which is very quite common and quite understandable. However, right now it's producing the pain, and the pain's coming out in your physical body, and it represents the pain that you experience emotionally for doing that. And so it's to remember that it's the go with the flow that eases everything up, that the spiritual flow requires no tightening or bracing. And as you learn to take the deep holy breath, which they know you know how to do, and as you glide through your life and to surrender to each and every holy moment, there becomes a relaxing of the mind and a relaxing of the joints. So it is a matter of working with your mind to establish first things first. Decide who is in charge. The one that feels like the native New Yorker that must bunker down to deal with life's twists and turns, or the spiritual gal who knows that it's one big party and the truth will win. In each and every moment, you have the opportunity to decide. You have the one to decide who's going to rule the roost. Whose house is this? Whose house is this anyway? You are at a... One moment. You are at a fork in the road, so to speak, in your life. You have made tremendous spiritual progress in this lifetime. It is a question of fear or faith. In other words, do you want to continue to drag some of the learned patterns of behavior from your ancestors and from your fellow cohabitants of the earth, or do you want to adopt a new model, a new style of living? Our sense is strong that, of course, it's the latter, and it's just a matter of a bit more attention. It seems like such a normal way of conducting business, for this is all you've known, and it is how every other inhabitant that you watch goes about life, but it truly is not normal. We think of the Master Jesus when the boat was twisting and turning and the waves were coming up, and everyone was going this way and that way, and certainly clenching or holding on for and bracing themselves for the worst. And the way the Master Jesus responded was to lay down in deep meditation and become one with all. He understood that he was one with the waves. He understood that he was one with the wind. So if he wants the wind to die down a bit, it's simply a matter of going within the heart and going into the breath and tapping into his oneness, his one with all. And as he did so, lo and behold, because it is simply a matter of his consciousness and his faith, he was able to quiet the winds. It is the same with you. You do not need to grit the teeth or tighten the joints when someone does not react or respond in the loving manner you assumed or knew they could, should they put forth the effort. It is a matter of raising your vibration and making a decision. I choose to stay at that higher altitude. To your credit, we know that you have dug deep into the trenches and have accomplished 5 to 6 lifetimes in one lifetime. And the lifetime is hardly over, so it seems a little disheartening perhaps to think, is there more work ahead of me? And we assure you it is holy work and it is well worth the effort. For each mountain you climb, for each step you take, you unwrap the holy gifts and the higher awarenesses and planes, and to your delight, the way will become smoother and calmer and less frantic. Isn't it nice to travel on a country road rather than the busy city streets? That is what we are getting at. You can still reside in your city, but have a mindset of a country road. It is quite doable, and that is what we are recommending. As you release the tension and stress you hold within the body, which in turn is held within the mind, you will find yourself enjoying the sweet country road. Are you still there? There you are.
I'm very happy. Thank you.
Okay.
That was the best medical diagnosis I've ever had. Starts in the mind. It all starts there. You know, the doctors have their own right, but it all starts with the mind and how we react to things. So thank you. That was beautiful.
Aww.
And I do clutch. I literally, you know, clutch and grit. They said grit my, you know, I grind my teeth. So it's like, it's about relaxing and trusting and flowing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome so much. You make me smile.
Oh my God. Well, you made me smile. You all make me smile. I'm so happy.
Oh. Okay, so now we're going to get to our live audience here for this event. All right. And your question today?
I want to just let them give me their guidance, but I will, because they know what I struggle with. They know the achievements that I made this week. And in the near past, and just let them guide me to the best way I can face the coming weeks to be the best that I can be. And my name is Maura.
I cannot repeat that if my life depended on it, and it's so beautiful the way you say that. So beautiful. But I already got your answer while you were still talking, so it's okay. So here is her answer that the channeler was calmly waiting on her country road to be delivered as you were sharing your beautiful speech. In fact, your speech is beautiful. The way you share your name is beautiful. Everything about you is beautiful, and of course, that is our message for today. So the image we wish to present to you is, imagine that you were having company come over for dinner, company for the weekend, you may say. And what steps would you take to prepare yourself for that company? Would you set a beautiful table? Would you take out your beautiful china? Would you look to make the most delicious and succulent meals possible? You would want your company to enjoy being at your residence. You would want them to partake of all that you had to serve, and this is what we wish for you. We want you to begin to treat yourself as your best company. How is it if we are all ascended from the holiest, from God Himself? How is it that one person should be treated or held more highly than another? So, for instance, when you have company, or do you not treat them with the best of care? And so the question is, you are your own company. You are equal in the eyes of God to that company. And if they are to be treated as kings and queens, then we say, so should you. And that is our message. How to travel with yourself with the highest dignity and respect for yourself. How to treat yourself with the best of care. We have said this before, but we will say it again. You are a mother of extraordinary power. You get the A+ in our book of mothering. We mean this quite sincerely. And there are many people we would love to send your way to teach them a thing or two about how to be a good mother or father or parent. You have much to teach, and you have mastered that skill quite effectively. It is now time to release the need to mother the son, as you said. He is doing quite fine. He understands what he must do, and he will do it. I have no doubt. And we have no doubt, too. The channeler, in fact, has no doubt. She is tuned in to be sure he is on a good and holy path. So, son checked off the checklist. No more need to be concerned or worried. So, this is what we ask, and we address it to both you as well as the channeler. Yes, there is no accident. It is just the two of you in this holy room today, because you both need this holy message. It is time for both of you to take that good, holy mothering abilities and turn it inward to the self. Imagine that your new assignment from God is to mother yourself. Well, how would you go about it? It is quite simple. you take all those skills that you would apply to making sure someone else has their needs met, someone else is being thought of highly, someone else is being believed in, and so on and so forth. And we say again, so on and so forth, but because we know the two of you would burn the midnight oil easily day after day if that is what is required to get the job done. So we say, how would things be slightly different? How would things be readjusted? How would you go about your day if you were the one you were mothering to? We will take that quiet pause as you consider this for a moment. In fact, that is the tables that we have now turned around. We see each of you sitting at your own table with your own assignment. We will take out the apple and the school books if it will help you feel more comfortable with being in school. Your assignment to the two of you, the two spiritual powerhouses of light. Yes, you both channel, you both have extraordinary gifts in this lifetime, and you both are accomplishing magnificent feats and accomplishments in other dimensions simultaneously as we speak. You are both not only masters, but of the highest echelon. So this should be easy work for the two of you. It truly does not matter what has occurred up to the present moment. Do you not remember our beginning message? To release anything from the past being even a few minutes ago. That is how masterful the two of you are. You can easily accomplish this. We've seen you do this in a night times period of time. Our point is, this is nothing for a master, and indeed both of you are, so this should be easily accomplished. It is simply understanding that you have a new assignment. Your assignment is to mother yourself. We know how quickly you can accomplish this goal. See yourselves in the same light you would see your child. It may be a bit uncomfortable at first. You may squirm and shriek. It is okay. No one is listening. You can scream a time or two if need be. We do not mind, and know that we are here to assist you. We will be working with each of you diligently because now is the time. This is not about something to be accomplished in a year or two. It is not something to be accomplished next decade. Not to put a fire under you, but what would be the purpose of putting off tomorrow what you can accomplish today? Now is the time. You have adequate spiritual support. You will be guided and led. You will be challenged, but understand the challenges are coming from you because you understand what is on the other side. It is time to get the word out. It is time to release all doubts. It is time to show the artwork. It is time for your true colors to be revealed. The true colors of your art and the true colors of your heart. You are a masterful soul. Yes, your son is quite accomplished, there is no doubt, but look where the sun came from. Wow. That was pretty good. One moment. When you take pride in his channeling ability, we want you to understand that this is the pride that we take in your abilities. We see you as mighty and powerful as you see him. We ask you to take that holy moment and breathe in this truth. In fact, it was your and continues to be your masterful energy that has held him in an energetic space of his readiness. He is where he is, for you held that space. You could not have held that space if you were not indeed a master yourself. And we believe you do truly know this on some level. It is time to acknowledge it wholly. It is time to write the newspaper and reveal it, to acknowledge what you secretly have known all along.
Can I can't keep any secrets in this group.
Okay, we feel satisfied with our last reply and are ready to move forward. But we do mean it quite sincerely. Now is the time. There is no more waiting. There is no more need. You are ready.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Yeah. Michelle, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, do you have any other questions for the group? Yeah, I agree. I agree. I like being here too.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay.
Yes, and so, thank you,
okay.
I feel very complete.
Okay. And Nalon, oh, I feel bad for Nalon. Okay, I may try to get a message for her at the end, but Valerie, are you there? Valerie left early.
I'm here.
Oh, you are there. Okay, Valerie, do you have another question?
I'll just let them roll with it. Anything else they would love to tell me today, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, and say your first name again.
Valerie.
Valerie, do you have other writers in your family tree? Like, do you have a Hemingway or someone like that in your tree, or?
Not that I know of, no.
Isn't Hemingway the one with the cats?
Say again?
Hemingway, is he the one that had like the million cats?
Yes.
Do you like Hemingway?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't like him.
So why is he here?
He must be family,
maybe,
then.
Maybe he likes me.
Well, you're very likable.
He likes me and my cats.
Man, is it Hemingway? Who is it? You've got a writer in spirit that's channeling through you, that's going to help you. It's not just one person. You've got like a whole, oh my gosh. It's kind of like, you know, in a sitcom, you got like a writing team that like helps. Okay.
Yeah.
You've got that in spirit.
Lovely.
Okay. You're going to laugh, but they say, they like you because you've got the balls. In other words, excuse my French, but in other words, they say, one moment. You have the power and the courage to deliver the message that they're trying to get on the table. And you have the willingness to put the controversial topics out there. Just like the brief discussion the two of you, that you had with your friend Nicole regarding the John Lennon material, and should she put it out there or go for broke. In fact, you are gearing up for your own material that is coming through. So you have proven yourself worthy, you have proven yourself reckless, not reckless in the sense of dangerment, but in the sense of being willing to not worry about what the common man has to say about it. The important thing is to speak the truth. There will be times in your writing career or stage career where you will receive further tests. Will you be willing to take the more edgy topic, or one which will have the, it's kind of like the guy's like lifting his eyebrow looking at you. I can't put it in words, but they're kind of like, I see the New Yorker magazine cartoon and the guy's kind of looking at you like lifting a spectacle to look at you. In other words, you may have the looks or stares, but nevertheless, you are committed to truth, and that is what we like about you and see in you. You are a bit like us, and that is why we are giving our seal of approval and endorsement. You may say we are a bit like those companies that you abhor that endorse the political candidate. Well, in fact, you are our political candidate and we endorse you. So what we have, you have. As you tune into your source material, you can call on us or hold the vision that we are there supporting you, giving you the good ideas, working with you in the dream time state to provide you with the right material. In fact, we will also lead you to the right producers when your time is right for publication. You are going farther than just a simple third book, as good as your third book is. You are just getting your feet wet, darling.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you.
Yes. Hang on. Look what I found.
A cat. Oh, we don't have a visual right now, but, oh yeah, we do. Yeah. Yeah, she's got cats.
Fabulous.
All right. That's a good message. All right.
That was great.
That was great. We have time for another question. Yeah, this is the fun hour. We get to keep going around.
Well, this is kind of to help me practically deal with people that are close to me that are just like my son is very awake and aware. Many people close to me and my family that are very asleep. How, it is so hard, first, it's so hard to deal with that, without lecturing and without, you know, thinking that one person is better than the other, just because they're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're so close to me, I don't know if I'm dealing with it in the best way or the right way. So if they can give me any guidance on that.
Okay, as you were talking, your lights were going off. So they want you to know that you are right on target. In fact, it is not purposeful for you to try to change anyone's minds. At this time, you have a limited amount of resources, and as we stated, you have a very important assignment right now. So if you had a child that needed care and 12 relatives came over to the house, would you ignore your child's needs? Of course not. So you have a child needing care, you. So it does not matter how many relatives come over to the house. Your assignment from God, let us remind you, is to take care and meet the high quality needs and parenting and monitoring of the child. So that means that is your assignment, first, second, and third. So to the best of your ability, allow the relatives to speak their mind, have their day, but know within yourself that you know the truth. In fact, your words will fall on deaf ears anyway. So what harm does it cause to let them believe that the earth is flat if you know better? Imagine yourself sitting at the table and them going on a full discourse about how they know the earth is flat and all the different methods that they have done their research to prove the earth is flat, and their pleasure in having made this discovery and the books they've written about it. And, oh, in fact, the movie's coming out. Well, you know the earth is round, so what harm is it to let them think the earth is flat? In other words, it only causes strife and strain when you feel when you feel the need to change their mind, allow them to have their own fantasy life. It is important for you to maintain your own vibration and to not bleed off your energy. You have a finite amount of resources and they are needed for you. So in this lifetime, if they choose to believe the earth is flat, well then so be it. You are on to bigger and better things. We also recommend you just try out using that mantra. You may even sing it the way our friend Michelle is going to be singing her mantras. In other words, when you hear their discussion and they're lamenting and they're, we will leave it at that, you can simply think or feel in your mind, well, they are just saying the earth is flat, no biggie, and simply move on. Move on and perhaps bring up a safe, neutral topic. That may be one way of effectively dealing with the matter. Begin to talk about something that is pleasing to both of you. If they return to the talk about the flat earth, well then so be it. But it is a matter of holding your vibration and your knowingness. It is none of your, I hate to say it, but it's what they said. Yeah. It is none of your beeswax what they think about the earth.
That's true, because if I connect with it, then I go to that energy that they're giving out. I understand.
That's funny.
It's
true. None of your beeswax. All right, so this is a 1:30 group, and we're at 2:30. We have a few more minutes for anybody. Isn't this fun? Michelle, you're good with the energy?
I think so.
Okay.
The last question I resonated with, so that was great. And I guess, you know what? May I ask the same question that Valerie asked, which is if there's anything else?
Sure. Sure.
You know, just if there's anything else they want me to know. I feel complete, but she asked that question, and I thought, oh, I could ask that question.
That's a good one. You're so cute. All right, Michelle, say your name again, please.
Thank you for coming around again.
This is fun. This is actually a little fun.
Oh, my gosh, it's so fun.
Okay, say your name again, please.
Michelle. Mm-hmm.
All right, they're calling you Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes.
That's what I said. They're calling you Twinkle Toes, and they're going to start. They're going to start thinking of you as Twinkle Toes, and they want you to think of yourself as Twinkle Toes. And they asked me to see you as Twinkle Toes.
Oh my gosh. All right. If they want to elaborate, I guess I do have a vision of Twinkle Toes. I think I probably can come up with my own.
They say it has a nice vibratory feel to it, and it is very lighthearted, and it accomplishes your visualization exercise as well. In other words, to see you twinkling on your toesies lightly across Mother Earth, it is a sign of things to come.
Thank you, Nicole, and thank you to them. Mm-hmm.
I see you as this little kid and like a little, just twinkling around, like a little play or something. Just, and it's you. I mean, I can see you, the little kid.
I love that.
I love that too. I feel like it's either another part of you or it's your joy guide or something to help bring that energy in. Okay, I feel like it's either like a part of you or your joy guide or it's some spiritual aspect, either of you or somebody working with you, that's helping bring in those light energies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said just tell you Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes, I've got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Valerie?
Yeah.
Okay, does your kitty have a question for us?
I know. No. You know, I'm expecting company soon.
Oh.
And enjoying listening instead of cutting out.
No, that's okay.
I'm just so grateful and happy.
Okay.
And I love you guys.
Okay.
And Nicole and the guy. This is just great. There's no better way to spend a Sunday or any day, right?
Okay.
Totally.
All right.
You
were in such good company, and it's the bigger view of life. You know, we get caught up in the little details, and then this gives you the big breath of just.
Yeah. So true. So true.
There's a, I don't know if he's a Chen, he's not a Chenil. Daniel Brinkley is an author.
Yeah.
He's very funny. Yeah, he's died a couple of times, and that's how he puts it. He's from the South. He's like, you know, all you have to do is kill me a couple of times and I get the hint, you know. And he sent out an email recently writing about Ebola and like all the things that people go nuts about, and he's like, that ain't nothing. You know, that's the name of his next book. Like, that ain't nothing.
Yeah.
So this is that broader perspective of like, no, you know, I don't have to worry about arthritis. You know, just loosen up. Just loosen up, you know. Just amazing.
Awesome. All right. Happy company.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to run because I do have errands to do. But
okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Michelle and, oh my God, what is your name, lovely lady?
Maura.
I know no one can pronounce it as beautiful as she does. Ma?
Yes, Maura.
Yeah, Maura, that's close enough. That's good.
Well, thank you all.
All right.
I'm going to skedaddle now, but it was wonderful spending my Sunday with you, or at least part of it.
Okay.
Yes, Valerie. Same here.
Okay, bye, Valerie.
And okay, till next time.
Till next time.
Bye-bye. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
All right, bye. So we can answer another question if you have anything else.
No, I think
you feel complete enough to take in?
I feel complete because I...
That's enough to take in. Okay.
I feel, because I already knew the answer, but...
It's nice to hear.
It's good. You know, now that I got it as a task for the week, I'm going to see it that way, see myself as the child, because
mm-hmm.
that might work.
Indeed, we bring good news. You have all, even those that have left a bit early from the group, you have all accepted the transmissions quite beautifully. You have risen to the occasion, so to speak. So enjoy this new higher perspective. Take things a bit lightly, and enjoy gliding to your new heavenly post. You are all being upgraded, and it is a pleasure and joy to be part of your heavenly progress. You are light workers, all of you, and are exceeding our goals and expectations. There is more to come, much more to come. So as we look forward to the new, it is a matter of cleaning up energies of the past. So as was spoken, you all have your assignments. Until next week, we remain. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Namaste.